Great. Yeah. God bless everyone. So yeah, Jace, awesome testimony. And really what God is working in my heart at the moment is just how God really does order our steps. Happy New Year to everyone also. And it's going to be a great, great 2024. God already has all the perfect details planned out for us. And as we stay with him and keep our mind fixed on him, he will show us and guide us and lead us. And yeah, he orders our steps. He puts the perfect plan in place so that we're blessed and happy. We're children of God, so we're very, very favorable. We're favored, you know, we're blessed. We're so called and chosen, and God really does love us. He wants to encourage us. He wants to lead us, strengthen us. He wants to energize us to be courageous. And this year, I've really put it strong in my heart that I'm just going to let God lead me, guide me. And if there's anything that I want to do in my own strength, I'm going to cease from it and just let God direct. And so, as we know, most of us, or a few of us on here, God has led us to be able to go to India in a month, just over a month. And God has designed that absolutely perfectly. The people who are going to be on that trip, the time of the year, everything was already preordained by God. And so, because we've walked in faith, we've stepped out in faith, God's then been able to move us to have the best experience. So let's go to India with the highest expectation in our heart to learn, to be able to share testimonies. You know, people get blessed by us just as much as we get blessed by them. And it's just great what God's doing this year already. The plans that he's set for me and Danny, we're blessed to go to India. We're going obviously in February. And then on the 5th of September, we've been invited to come to America, for 3 weeks. Rita Moore has invited us over. She sent our schedule over today and she's invited us over to spend 3 weeks in America, which is going to be, really wonderful. Again, led by God. Nothing we've done in our own strength. Nothing that we've had to do. We just move with the inspiration of God. And when God says move, we just move. And the schedule and the itinerary for that looks really great. We're really thankful for what God is doing and for the people that we're going to be introduced to and the people we're going to meet. And really just know this is part of God's plan for mine and Dan's life. God's plan is to bless us, to continue to send us to wherever he needs us to be, but also to send laborers to us. My desire has always been the United Kingdom. And I have got such a strong desire to travel. So we're going to India. We're going to be in America. I know that we have a trip to Spain planned with the family also. So great things to travel, but overall, it's all for me, it's about the United Kingdom. God really raising up many new people, many fresh fields, laborers, people that are just hearts are tuned into God, people who have an understanding of who God is and what God is able to do for them and to perform for them. Because we all know this life that we're living is so blessed. We're prospering. We're in health. We're feeling excited. We have great opportunities. And there's millions of people that really could live this life also. So again, know that God is ordering your steps. He's leading your every step. He's guiding you. And as we continue to lift our desires, our goals, our visions to him, many of you already may have done this prior to the new year, but really going to God with the highest expectation, abounding in hope. Hope is a big thing. There are many people out there that are hopeless, that have no sense of direction. There's many believers out there that do not have a sense of direction or don't even have hope or really understand the power in which God has enabled them with. So we are here, especially all of us on here that receive the doctrine we receive and the encouragement we receive. And as we practice it, we see the benefit, we get the joy, we're experiencing the prosperity, the opportunities. So we have a great platform here, where God is able to send people to us to be able to bring hope and deliverance to people, showing people how great God is. Me and Danny were discussing it earlier about healing. So yes, it's only right that people come when they desire ministering healing. Like if they know what's available, then it's up to them to come. But there are many people out there that do not know what's available. They do not know, that God is able to heal them, that God is able to bring them out of poverty, that God's able to deliver them from bad thoughts, anxiety, fear, whatsoever it is. But we, as people of God, ministers of God, leaders for God, were able to really show and be that example of hope in this world. And so if God gives us the opportunity to speak, then we let people know what's available. Yeah, you know, you're not feeling that great. You know, God can heal you. Have faith in God. God is there to deliver you. God? Who's God? Well, God is the creator of the heavens and the universe. You know, he sent Jesus Christ to save you, to redeem you. And however God brings it out of you for all these people, in the way that we come in contact with these people who are hopeless, is by praying for the laborers, praying. So the Lord of the harvest, God, I thank you that you send laborers, that you use me to work in your field, to minister to your people, to speak life to your people. God, utilize me in a way that will really shine your love unto people and give me the ability to speak and to do the things you desire me to do while I'm here on this earth right now, because I'm here for a purpose, like each and every one of you are here for a purpose. Jesus Christ, he had a purpose. His purpose was he was the Son of God. He was to deliver millions of millions and millions of people from the law of sin and death and bring them into the life of Christ Jesus. So basically, sorry, my laptop just went a bit funny then. So Jesus Christ had a definite purpose. We also now have a definite purpose. Don't let thoughts come into your mind or opinions come into your heart that you are not valuable, that you are not needed, that you're not able to minister or lead the people through the Red Sea. Like Moses, he had a purpose. God used him. He had a purpose. He delivered the children of Israel. God parted the Red Sea. So we have a definite purpose. We don't have to do the work. So we don't have to part the Red Sea. We don't have to raise the dead. We don't have to give up our life. But we give our hearts to God. We say, God, whatever the purpose is you've designed for me, fulfill it now, today. Fulfill it all the days of my life. And then you do the work through me. You work through me. And that's all God wants. He just wants a free pass. He just wants a free pass to work through us, to work for us. And in the meantime, we get to live this extraordinary life. We get to live this life, this really flowing with milk and honey, where the blessings are chasing us down, where we've not even got room enough to receive it. I was thinking of grief because yesterday was a year ago. It was my nan's birthday yesterday, and sadly she fell asleep last year. And a lot of people around me was experiencing grief in many different ways. And I was just thinking of this, you know, and how God really comforts our heart, brings peace into our heart, and gives hope. He really does give hope. He gives us a life that's abundant, that's blessed, and we have understanding and wisdom in every area. That, yeah, we grieve, of course, we feel sad, and we have great memories, but we have hope. We have hope. We have an expected end. So while we're here, let's live our life to the fullest. 2024, each and every one of you, live your life to the fullest. Know that you are so very important. Know that you are valuable. Know that you have a purpose, and that purpose has been already designed and written in God's book, if you want to see it like that. He's already declared it. He has a solid purpose that he wants you to fulfill, not just to wander aimlessly going backwards and forwards. He wants you to really know the goals and the visions he set before you. And the way you get to do that is by meditating with God, really going to God and asking for his desires to be realized in our hearts, like what God encouraged Lawrence last year, asking God to show us hope, to let us experience hope, you know, and to give hope to others, because we don't just want to live this life for ourselves. I'm not the only one on here that is experiencing this great life. Yeah, there's challenges that come. There's things that come. Sometimes things seem quiet. Sometimes things seem hectic. But at the end of the day, I am so blessed. I am so excited. I am so humbled by the love that God has for me and the love God has for you. So my heart's desire, especially for this year, as God has already designed and organized so much for me and Danny with traveling, is to really see many, many people come to the knowledge of truth. Thousands of laborers, Bristol and the United Kingdom, Norway, America, France, all over the uttermost parts of the world is ready to receive this truth, ready to receive the love of God, ready to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and ready to be set free. So be prepared in your heart to speak when God wants you to speak. Be humble to really receive the encouragement you're receiving and put it into practice. Life is a practice. Every day is a practice. Every day we're learning. Every day we're going to different levels. We're learning different things. God's given us wisdom in a different area. If you think of Moses in his life, or Joseph in his life, David in his life, you know, anyone throughout the scriptures, they were learning each day with God. They were being led of God. They were inspired by God. They made mistakes, but they didn't let them mistakes determine them. They let who God was determine who they were and how they were going to live. And we have so much more in this day and time. And we have so much opportunity. And if God needs us to part the ocean, he will have us at that ocean at the right place at the right time. If God needs us to minister healing, if God needs us to travel, if God needs to send us halfway across the world just for one person, God is absolutely able to do this. So have faith in God. That's my thing this year, is like to have full faith in God, not to let my emotions or my thought process determine my faith in God, to really just stay steadfast with him, to know that he is able. Lawrence was sharing with me the other day, and Danny was talking to me a few days prior to it about it, about when they found the coin or the money in the fish's mouth. You know, if God's able to put money in the fish's mouth, you know, how much more able is he able to put finances in our bank, or send laborers to our door, or give us the understanding that we need to be able to get through a situation. So each and every one of us on here, we are definitely on a higher level. We have more understanding. We have more confidence. We're trusting more. So this year is going to be a great year. But to continue it being a great year, you have to understand your value. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are, where you've been, where you've come from. You know, the main thing is that our hearts are really tuned in with God, that our focus is God, that we don't let any distractions speak louder than God, and we just let him do what he needs to do in our life. Know that you have a purpose, and that purpose is to really declare the goodness of God. You know, do not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It brings salvation to a world that needs to be saved, so made whole, delivered, set free, healed, you know. So yeah, I have loads of things in my heart, loads of things, and I'm just so blessed, and I'm so excited for this year. So pray for our up and coming trips. I'll pray for your up and coming trips also. I know God's not just going to be taking us to India and America and Spain. I know he has many other destinations that he wants us to go to. So me and Danny are just really humbled at what God is doing. We're very thankful to our ministers, our leaders, Lawrence and Kim, who continue to encourage us, continue to give us this sound doctrine, continue to keep us on that path, this straight, you know, because sometimes we may go off, but God will really humbly encourage us through them. And it's great. That's the point of connection, is not that we're doing it because we're relying on a man or a woman, but we're doing it with love and submission unto God. We're doing it because we love God. So if we love God, then we're going to do what God puts in our heart to do. And that's by staying hot and on fire. And how we stay hot and on fire is by staying around people that are hot and on fire, being on the coals where it's hot, not being around cold coals. So it's really, really awesome. And I'm excited to hear the rest of you share. Thank you for your sharing, Ethel, and Jason, your sharing. And yeah, so God bless you.